About 153,000 people have diabetes in Wales diagnosed, and about 50,000 more people are estimated to have undiagnosed diabetes. Diabetes UK Cymru works hard to raise awareness about diabetes and the growing problem it is, and to try and find that 50,000 with undiagnosed diabetes. Type 1 diabetes isn't linked to lifestyle and usually happens under the age of 40. It happens when the body just stops making any insulin whatsoever, which is why people are treated with insulin injections when they've got type 1, often diagnosed in childhood type 1, and it's the least common form of the condition. Type 2 diabetes is about 90% of the cases of diabetes in Wales. That happens when the body doesn't make quite enough insulin, or the insulin it makes just isn't working properly, and is usually diagnosed over the age of 40. But in people from Black or South Asian communities, that age goes down to 25. There's a number of risk factors for type 2 diabetes that includes being overweight, having a large waist, having a family history of diabetes, and being over the age of 40 or 25 if you're from those communities. Both types are as serious as the other. There is a common misconception that type 2 diabetes is somehow maybe a mild form of the condition or is a touch of diabetes, but that really, really isn't the case. Type 1 and type 2 diabetes can lead to some really devastating complications if you don't look after yourself properly. In the worst case, if poorly controlled, diabetes can lead to heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, amputation, and even blindness. So it's really important to look after yourself, whatever type of diabetes you have. The best way to do that is to take your medication, keep active, have a healthy weight, and to eat a really healthy balanced diet with lots of fruit and veg. The symptoms are feeling very thirsty and tired all the time, going to the loo a lot, particularly at night, having slow healing cuts and wounds, blurred vision, itching down below, and regular episodes of thrush. They're all key symptoms of diabetes. With type 1 diabetes, these symptoms usually come on fairly quickly over a matter of weeks, and you can get some quite dramatic unexplained weight loss. With type 2 diabetes, these symptoms can come on quite slowly over time. So a lot of people can miss these symptoms and think perhaps they're busy, stressed, they've got a lot on. But if you've got those symptoms, it's really important to go to your GP for a test. At present, diabetes costs the NHS in Wales 10% of the budget. That's £500 million a year. And at the moment, diabetes numbers are going up all the time. In the last few years, it's gone up by 7,000 consistently for the last 3 years. So these numbers are going up all the time. And when that happens, as does the NHS spend, unfortunately. So we really need people to know what the risk factors are for type 2 diabetes and to reduce their risk by getting active, maintaining a healthy weight and eating a healthy, balanced diet.